This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That is the home of Salus, the Militia Line, Reformation, Providence. Go check them out. FranklinArmory.com. Well, it's Monday. I don't actually feel like the world is coming to an end. So that's why we're going to do things the way we do them. And we're going to speak with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. It is a great day if you run a gun shop.
Yeah.
It's a little sketchy if you're running an airline.
Yeah, well, you know, that's always sketchy for those guys, though.
Particularly now, what irritates me is I was planning a trip in late May, and the prices haven't dropped a penny. I may have to bite the bullet, pay the full fare.
Well, where are you needing to fly to?
Oh, I was heading out of country on vacation. Yeah, someplace I can't drive easily without, you know, almost swapping continents. But it is interesting to be on the radio when the world has gone crazy.
Yeah.
This is the first health crisis we've seen that's managed by CNN rather than the CDC.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm looking. I'm looking at all of this stuff that's happening, and I'm looking at the concerns that I'm hearing about and everything else. And I mean, I you know. Like down here in South Carolina, they always go crazy when they call for snow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, everything gets sold. Everything is bought. Well, at least the milk and eggs. Milk and eggs and bread. Bread, oh my gosh, bread. Where right now everything is basically getting bought, and I guess it's because they think that they're not going to be allowed to go out. It's surprising. Have you been getting this stuff about they're going to declare martial law and they're going to do all this other stuff? Have you been seeing all that stuff?
A few mayors have said have closed, you know, theaters, bars, casinos. The mayor of New Orleans went further and said you can't buy and sell firearms nor transport them. We'll see how that stacks up. What, are they going to start searching people? I don't know if she has gone so far as to declare martial law and then a quarantine. What we do know is that seeing empty shelves upset a lot of people. In Texas, people were waiting 2.5 hours to get into a gun shop. The next checks in Florida slowed down and took up to 4 hours, which would normally be a minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and I think now, boy, this is borders on gallows humor, or it's Pangloss, where we're looking at the bright side. All these people who haven't had a gun before. Look, if you bought it because of the Wuhan virus, you need to go get training. You need to listen to Bill's show, contact your local gun shop or shooting range. If you know these people and you're a gun owner, you have to invite them into the culture because a bunch of them are lost and don't know which way to turn.
bunch of them can't buy them right now. People going into California where they have a background check for ammunition in California, right?
Right. So they have to first get their little Mother May I card.
Right.
Then they go to get a gun and they go, that was really great. See you in 10 days. Even if you already have a firearm.
Yeah.
Our local, were your local schools and colleges closed?
They haven't closed here yet. But I say they haven't. I don't know what's happened in this county today. It just seems like each and every day, it gets to be more and more. Despite the percentages and everything going down, at the same time, the panic seems to be increasing with each passing day.
I sort of understand that. I mean, but that's looking at it from the point of view of a prepper. Put an extra cop at every school because they're closing down, and there is no force to respond to calls. Your normal 10-minute response time is now a half hour, or unless the criminal's still there. But again, that's after you fought off an attacker, after you've moved to a safe location, after you've gotten on the phone, and the 911 operator goes, if you had enough time to do all that, why'd you call me? You know?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. So are you going everywhere you go now, strapped? I mean, just strapped up hard?
No, not at all. I'm thinking of your welcome wagon bag, which would include carrying a long gun and a lot of spare ammo. No, I'm going the same way I go everywhere.
Which is, well, I mean, you carry a gun everywhere you go, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, see, that counts. That
right.
counts to
but,
me. That
but
counts.
It's not like, oh, I'm plated up and I've got, you know, five mags and a long, no. I don't see that as what I've done. I gave blood last week. I talked to my neighbors, asked them if they're sick and need anything, and if they are to call me. I figure that does more good than, you know, this is the stage where a cup full of sugar does more good than a cup full of ammo?
I don't think so.
Okay, tell me.
I don't think. First of all, you know, sooner or later, the trucks, right now, everybody is so far behind. And they need, most of these grocery stores, they order like a week in advance.
Right.
So it's going to take a week of nobody going to the grocery store for the grocery stores to get back in, you know, get back to normal. So that's the first thing everybody should take into consideration. They should be sitting back saying, okay, well, this is going to take a minute.
Right.
But
on the other hand, the trucker, you know, my buddy Paul Lathrop at the Flight Society podcast,
right.
trucker, and the DOT just lifted their restrictions on how many hours he can drive a day and in a so many day period. Because they go, if you're carrying either medicines or food, just to try and close up that gap.
Right. A lot of things are going to depend. I mean, they're not going to, like the DOT, truckers can only work 8 hours a day. Right. And then they have to be off. For 8 straight hours.
Well, I think that's just it. They bumped that up.
Did they bump it up? Well, maybe they did, but I we'll see how that goes. But, I mean, it's going to take a moment to get back to normal just because that's what it does. I mean, that's the supply chain.
Yeah. Now, we're not out of food. We just moved it from warehouses to grocery stores to your shelves in a hurry.
Right.
Okay, so it's still there. They're still making as much. We're not eating it any faster. All right. We'll catch up in a bit.
Okay. We're coming up on the first break.
Yeah, we are. Sorry.
Let's for people like what Rob writes, which Rob has been very prolific lately, go to slowfactswordpressblog.com and check him out there. And then it goes to clashdaily.com, ammoland.com. We'll be right back as we talk about this crazy world we're living in now. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am speaking with Rob Morse as the world goes mad.
And no.
Huh?
Because did you see the news on Friday the 13th? I thought somebody was pulling a funny for a minute. And I don't know how they got the data, but they said 4,000 citizens obtained their carry permits in Washington, D.C. The majority are from outside the district.
Right.
And I thought, hey, that's awesome, because you and I have friends in the district, and if of all the places I don't want the world to go a little crazy, there are 4,000 people that can straighten it out if it does. That's what we do.
Well, I also saw that their city council is very nervous about having all those permits. That's got to be bad, don't you know?
I saw that, too. That made me laugh out loud.
They're pretty nervous about 4,000 permits in D.C. How big is D.C. as far as population-wise?
Oh, that is a great question. I'll look it up at the break.
Okay.
You know, a couple hundred thousand, something like that. A couple hundred. But it's a tremendously transient population, meaning a lot of people live outside the district, come there to work, or in the close environment right next to it, travel through. That was... And the other thing that I thought, you know, it's one of those thank you moments. North Carolina declared a state of emergency before, when they'd done that. Usually it was for snow, remember?
Right.
And their governor said, therefore, you can't buy, sell, transport firearms. And Second Amendment Foundation sued his backside and said, contraire, you can, you will. And therefore, this time, when some kids caught the flu and now we are declaring an emergency, yes, in that state, you still can, because we adjudicated it, and a judge said your rights do not take a holiday, which still makes all the stuff that crazy governors and mayors are doing infuriating. But
do they know that in Champaign, Illinois?
Did they care?
Well,
with the Illinois Supreme Court, I assume they can get away with darn near anything.
I guess they can most certainly try.
Right. And that is one of the reasons that I think the U.S. Supreme Court's taking up of the New York decision is so important. Not just because New York said you can't move firearms, but because a bunch of appellate courts said, yeah, that sounds good to us. Therefore, we need to correct the standards by which these courts look at cases.
Right. Well, they need to settle on the scrutiny and get away from that. They need to just go into strict scrutiny and just be done with it. And that needs to be applied across the board with all of the enumerated parts of the Bill of Rights and all the amendments and everything else, and just be done. And they don't do that for some reason.
And you and I are hoping that it will take a case as egregious, both in what New York did and then how the courts ruled about it, for the Supreme Court to say, look, we have these infringements that are stacking up faster than we can correct them one by one. Therefore, we need to reaffirm to the lower courts, here are the methods of examination that you use in the law. That's what the Supreme Court is for.
Right.
And to a minor extent, New Jersey just said that if the state denies your application for a firearm or a carry permit, yes, you have to address an appeal within 30 days. Wow. So little bits of listening.
Had you told me
that would have been in the news, Bill, I'd have called you a liar. Or said, let me taste that bottle.
I had not. But, I mean, you know, I'm just looking at some, like when I saw that coming out of Champaign, Illinois, I just wonder exactly what that is meant to do. If it's just a county or a village, is it a village or a county?
Oh, it's a fairly sizable town.
Yeah.
University is there. What bothers me is this is legislating for press release. If something happens, you know, that some people get in a fight at a grocery store and their shots fired, then the mayor gets to say, well, I did what I could. Go, no, you didn't. You postured in front of the cameras. You threw ink on paper. You didn't do much to help the situation at all.
Emergency powers and all that other stuff.
Right. It's a get out of jail free card for bad politicians.
Yeah, and that's the part. This part where they look at this and they look for any little excuse to get out there and say, well, it's an emergency. And I mean, not only are they're talking about, in like in Champaign, Illinois, they're talking about confiscation of things if they need it. They're going way out there. Then you got de Blasio out there saying that they should be nationalizing certain industries. Industries.
Well, but he's a communist.
I know. Apparently, a lot of the Bernie bros would find that. I wonder how the Bernie bros feel about de Blasio, though.
I would assume they love him.
I don't know. The Bernie bros have a particular mindset that's really sort of interesting. But I don't know how they would feel about de Blasio. Of course, de Blasio, he was out. He's locked the city down, and at the same time, he went out to have his workout today. Because he's his honor.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
You little people should stay home.
Yeah. I got to go work out, because you don't look this good not working out, let me tell you. And by the way, we should be nationalizing everything in the nation today, just so everybody knows how I feel about it.
You know, Bill, part of me, boy, see, you just gave me something to write about.
There you go.
I wonder if that's the purpose. Are a bunch of politicians and media trying to drive the U.S. crazy, cause widespread bankruptcy, and say, there, now the government can take everything over? Oh, like that'll fix anything?
Yeah. I don't know. It's almost like an accelerated Cloward and Piven sort of setup.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the same time, I don't know how good they couldn't even successfully lie about Trump as far as impeaching him. They couldn't get anywhere with that. So, I want to ask you some questions about that when we get back. But for those people that are out there right now today, you can check out Rob also as a podcast, Self Defense Gun Stories, and the Polite Society podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the administration's coronavirus task force have announced new recommended guidelines for Americans as the nation continues to respond to the spreading outbreak. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
He wants Americans to engage in homeschooling for their kids wherever possible. Avoid gathering in groups of more than 10 people. Do not eat out at restaurants and avoid discretionary travel. As for the stock market, which plunged again today, President Trump says,
there's a tremendous pent-up demand, both in terms of the stock market and in terms of the economy. And once this goes away, once it goes through and we're done with it, I think you're going to see a tremendous surge.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced that Canada is shutting down its border to non-citizens as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check him out at franklinarmory.com. I am speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. So let me ask you about what I'm getting sent by a few people.
Mm-hmm.
A few people, or one person has sent me something where they're like, this is a virus that was created here in the United States at some university in North Carolina, and it was sent over there, and it was this and that and the other, and blah, 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 blah. And now they're getting ready to impose martial law. While Trump's in office, so I guess what they're saying is the deep state is going to make this move or something. And the only problem with that is I worked in military intelligence when I was in the military, and I just fail to see what you would normally, I think, would occur. First of all, the military trains for every contingency known to man, every day, all day. I've heard about all of the run-ups for coronavirus that were played out in Wuhan and here, and Bill Gates did it, and all these other people did it, and, you know, you have fire drills all the time, too, in schools. Does that mean if you have a fire drill and then a fire, there was a conspiracy to burn down the school?
I think what we're watching is people who feel uncomfortable with a world they don't understand and want to project a made-up pattern over it. See, Bill, I've unlocked the conspiracy theory, so now you're in control. No, you're just another lost soul. And again, I went and donated blood. Here's my concern. In order to keep our mayors sane, if our hospitals get backed up and they start to triage patients, meaning deny care, that's going to be a big political mess. One of the reasons for that is because normally there's a storm near your area in South Carolina. All other areas can say, here, we're going to send you crews and materials. That's harder to do right now because no one quite knows what they need to keep for themselves. So everybody's kind of on their own. And I gave blood just to try the only thing I can do to keep my mayor sane, because often blood supplies are one of the first things they run short on.
Sure. Sure. But I mean, I'm watching everybody now. Because there's been enough time elapsed where everybody has caused this. It's something we did, and it's not what actually happened. And nobody
right.
This is the part where when everybody gets off of the Occam's razor train that I ride,
right?
And they're out there coming out with all of these elaborate setups and schemes and all this other stuff. And I mean, I've got people telling me, well, I talked to somebody that was a general. Well, I hate to tell you this, pal, but if he was really a general, he wouldn't be telling you this.
Right.
I mean, generals, you know, generals do have access to other generals and everything, and I mean, plus people that have worked in various positions, and they have lines of communication into that where there might be some special buddy there that would tell them something. But most of the time, it's not something that you have, and only have it with one person. And then that person tells one person, it just happens to be the person that decides to post it. That just never happens.
Bill, somebody posted something. I thought it was brilliant. Being unemployed causes some pretty heavy emotional stress.
Sure.
Having to declare bankruptcy causes some emotional stress. More people will probably die either through health injuries or suicide because of the economic collapse of the country. Then we're actually damaged by the flu itself. Had we done nothing, we might have a larger population next year. Fascinating thing to consider. This disease seems to have very little lethality amongst the young.
Yeah. Again, well, period. It has very little lethality, period. I mean, it kills the same people that the flu kills, you know, the aging.
Right. Right.
It doesn't kill as many people as the flu does. It just gets around quicker. And
yes.
And to be sure, there are.
If you have some respiratory difficulty,
right?
This is, yeah, right.
But
a friend of mine is on oxygen, and he goes, "I'm wearing the mask to protect me from you, right?
Yeah.
Not you from me."
But I mean, there's all this other stuff. Like everybody has bought these surgical masks. I mean, there's not one to be found. If you have a beard and you don't shave your beard, you may as well not wear a surgical mask.
Right.
If you have a beard and you don't shave your beard, but you figure out how to get your surgical mask to seal, you may as well not have one because the beard, you know, you are increasing your likelihood because stuff adheres to hair follicles, like bacteria and virus germs. So even if you got to seal up and everything, you're still not out of the woods if you don't shave your beard. People that are really serious about this are shaving their beards off because they know. But, you know, we've got people out there getting all of this hand sanitizer. Where what happened to a bar of soap? Don't you have soap at your house? I mean,
right?
It's, you know, 2 weeks is how often do you go through a bar of soap in Louisiana? How long does it take you to go through a bar of soap?
If you're in the oil field, it's a couple of days. If you're not, you got a month, right?
Yeah, a month. So, I mean, food and all this other stuff. I mean, I always keep MREs and freeze-dried food here. So if things do dry up, I'm good. I got water here. I got cows here. I mean, if things get really bad. But, I mean, I just don't understand why we have to come out with all these elaborate things when it boils down to the Chinese eat soup with a bat staring at them, and they also eat pangolin, which bats bite. And the pangolin takes the virus, and it's 99-point-something percentage, the same virus that happens in humans. And this happened in Wuhan, and guess what? They eat a lot of pangolin in Wuhan.
Right.
But yet, you know, all these other people out there, well, so-and-so said so, so it must be so. So, I, you know what?
Again, I submit that this is a cultural problem, not a medical one.
Yeah.
Every mayor wants to say, oh, I'm responsive, yeah, and I'm not the guy who killed your grandmother if, by any chance, grandma has a problem. Now, 2 weeks is a long time if you're out of work and didn't plan to be, but this is going to sort itself out relatively quickly.
Yeah.
You know, the joke that everybody says, cash is king, I'm going to invest in the market, I've got money set aside, you and I have money at home, you and I could watch reruns for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I work solo every day.
Right.
I can, as long as nothing happens at Genesis Communications, I can show up every day to do what I got to do, and mm-hmm. And that's good. But beyond that, I'll just be sitting around twiddling my thumbs.
When we come back.
When we come back.
After the break, I want to talk about the regular sort of gun news that we try and talk about when the world is not crazy.
Yes, let's do that. Let's do that when we get back. For those of you that like the written word, Rob writes all the time, and he starts at Slowfax WordPress blog, and it goes out to ClashDaily.com, Amoland.com, where it gets picked up and run all over the place. Then for you audiophiles, for the podcast, he does self-defense gun stories and the Polite Society podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am speaking with, got a care package from them the other day too. We'll be talking about that later. But we are talking right now to writer and podcaster Rob Morrison. He wants to do a little of our usual, just so we can feel good about ourselves. I'm good with that. What would you like to talk about?
A little bit of nostalgia.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm looking for the silver lining.
Yeah.
In Washington State, they decided to hit the panic button. You know, no big meetings, no big groups. And somebody pointed out, oh, you mean like the legislature? And the legislature said, well, yeah, we'll send our staff home. And all the anti-gun bills that were marching through committee timed out. And somebody said, yes, the virus saves us from more craziness in Washington. Now, if we could only get those same sort of results in the other terrible states like New Jersey, California, et cetera. The Samuel Clemens quote, no man is safe when the legislature is in session. Well, we fixed that. I thought you and I were going to talk about the presumptive vice presidential or presidential candidate, Vice President Joe Biden, when he said he wants Beto to take our guns. But no, yeah. He doesn't want to take our guns. But then Senator Bernie Sanders doesn't want to take our guns enough, and that we're all full of stuff.
And listen, your AR-14s are gone, pal. They're gone.
Somebody engraved a lower to say AR-14 and gave it to that auto worker out of Detroit that Biden swore at. I thought that would be our comments this week until we all got the crazy flu. So,
well, I don't have it. As it, you know, I had the flu. And based upon what I read about the coronavirus, I would rather have had the coronavirus.
Yes.
Because it's much easier to get to deal to. Because everybody that gets over it, Idris Elba has it now. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson have it. And, I mean, it's pretty easy to, you know, it's pretty easy to treat. And as long as you're not, you know, 85 years old and sucking oxygen everywhere you go and everything else, so you're probably going to do fairly well.
This virus aims at the lungs.
Yeah.
And as long as you're not lung compromised, you're probably doing pretty well. China has relatively few new cases right now.
Yeah, it's already run its course. I mean, after it goes through, it seems to be done. After it goes through. But you know the big difference, though, in Wuhan...
Yeah,
they never had any food shortages in the grocery stores. They were always full.
Interesting.
Yeah,
what do you think that is?
I think that is because, to a certain degree, I mean, I don't think they restricted anybody. As a matter of fact, they would, like, parcel up everything, and there was no, like, loose produce or anything to buy that way and nothing to touch. And, they were doing strict things, like cucumbers were being peeled before they were eaten.
Okay.
I mean, they were going to extreme lengths not to touch other stuff, which is, for China, that's really extreme. But
right.
Let's get back to the stuff that we normally talk about. Right. Did you see the video of me shooting the pistol I was shooting this past weekend?
The one in slow motion?
Yeah.
Yes! That gun didn't move.
No.
Steve Fisher would be very proud. Nice work.
Steve Fisher is a big proponent of the Chambers guns. That's a Chambers gun. And, Steve would be very pleased with that. I was doing everything, and that was hard, too, because that gun doesn't move at all. And my first thing was when I was just staying on target, I was like, I can just burn this thing for everything it's worth. And I just held back, didn't do it, did all my optic stuff, I was worried about where I was hitting, so I was hitting where I was aiming. It was a good day.
I will say that the slow motion audio is amazing. I wonder what it means.
As far as what? The way it's coming out?
Yeah, you hear the explosion, then you hear all the reverb from all the reflected sound.
Yeah.
From all the surfaces, and I'm just going, that sounds crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm watching, I'm kind of, I see the slide move. I don't see the gun. Nice work. Mr. Chambers has the timing of that dialed in very, very well.
Yeah.
And you mastered that high, strong grip.
Well, I've been working with it just simply because Steve keeps on giving me stuff about it. He'll see a video of me shooting, he'll be like, huh? Because I let some things slip. So I've been pushing that hard. But I mean, Steve teaches when he goes to Chambers and tests guns there, and he's got them all shooting the Fisher way, which is it's the most controllable way I've ever fired a pistol. What about you?
I agree. And it's subtle. He Steve's a very strong man, but it's not muscle. It's where you apply pressure. And again, do you remember that exercise where we would literally hold the gun between our fingers?
Yeah, one finger on the back of the gun, one finger on the trigger.
One finger on the front, and it was some of the most accurate shooting we did.
Bullseyes every time.
You put your thumb behind the slide, and the mighty 9mm was stopped cold. Okay, now grab the gun high rather than low, and doesn't move much. Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
The biggest problem that, I mean... For me, that means that most of the time I'm driving the gun out with my right hand and pushing too far to the left, and so I'm hitting left and everything. So now I've just started doing it where I touch hand to the middle and just ease that out. My fast draw now adheres to that whole slow is smooth and smooth is fast kind of thing.
Well, I've been doing a lot of dry fire. It's part of my exercise routine now. You know, through my daily rotation. You do this. Oh, today's a rest day, and therefore I do dry fire. And that get ready, it's prepped, it's ready. You know, the gun doesn't come to a stop. It's not slammed out, stabilized, acquired. It's there. It is. I like that method. It's quick.
Yeah, I did too. That was quite the. And how many classes have you taken where nobody? I mean, Steve just completely gets away from all that dogma. How many classes have you taken where it's always the same way? Till that one.
Oh, there are various training organizations that are built on dogma. We're going to get comments for that. Front Sight is one of them. They're still teaching Weaver, modified Weaver.
Yep.
And I'm going, really? You can't go to a Sausalee's yet? I understand that it's nearly the same stance for both long gun and handgun, but yeah. Now, Bill, okay, this is something you and I talk about dogma.
Yeah. Which we got a minute and 20 seconds to talk about dogma.
A handgun is what you use to fight your way to a long gun.
Right.
No, it isn't.
But it depends on how long the gun. Yeah.
The whole thing's all over. I'll never make it to my long gun.
Just depends on how much you're facing, I guess, is what that boils down to.
Exactly.
Yeah, if it's going to be longer.
For most of us, it's better to be armed with anything and the bad guy runs away. True, 97% of the time. And if you have to engage, only hits count.
Yep.
So the gun you can drive like you can, wow. Yeah. Well, I hope the new gun owners are listening, and because we've got a ton to teach them. Welcome to the tribe, you all. We've been waiting for you.
Yes, welcome to the tribe of the self-reliant. We don't have to. It's not because we don't like the police. We just don't have the time to wait on them.
There you go. Exactly.
There you go. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Say hi to Dan.
Oh, yeah. And that reminds me, coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com as we do our weekly recap. He's been having a lot of coronavirus discussions. I hate that it's dominating it, but... It's dominated. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.